Imagine living in a world where privacy isn't just discouraged, it's criminalized. In the United States, citizens are no longer individuals, but numbers, each assigned an alphanumeric designation. They live in transparent glass apartments where every action is visible to all, governed by the tables of hourly commandments that dictate when to eat, work, walk, and even have sex. This is the chilling reality of Zamyatin's we, where mathematical precision has replaced human spontaneity, and happiness is achieved through the complete abolition of freedom. We have established that happiness and freedom are incompatible, explains D503, the novel's protagonist and narrator. As the brilliant engineer designing the Integral, a spaceship meant to export the state's perfect rationality to other planets, D503 initially believes with religious fervor in his society's righteousness. The collective we has replaced the primitive I, and even language has been purged of possessive pronouns. Nothing belongs to anyone because everyone belongs to the state. What makes this vision so disturbing isn't just the oppression, but D503's genuine enthusiasm for it. He doesn't see himself as controlled, but liberated from the burden of choice. The tables have transformed us from wild beasts into mathematical precision, he rhapsodizes. Every morning, millions wake at the same hour. Millions begin work at the same second. One united body with millions of ands. D503's ordered world unravels when he meets I330, a woman unlike his assigned partner O90. Where O90 is childlike and round, I33 is angular and unpredictable, smoking, drinking, and thinking independently, all forbidden acts. Their encounters awaken his primitive side, what he calls hairy paws emerging from beneath his civilized exterior. He experiences jealousy, desire, and emotions that defy scheduled hours. The medical authorities diagnose him with developing a soul, an ancient ailment they thought extinct. Your case is serious, the doctor tells him. A film has formed over your mind. You're no longer a perfect mirror reflecting what's shown. You've begun to generate your own images. As D503 succumbs to forbidden love, his journal entries grow fragmented and poetic. The mathematician who once found beauty only in equations now marvels at clouds, birds, and I33's unpredictable expressions. He questions everything. If human happiness has been solved, why do I ache? If our mathematical system is perfect, why does she haunt my dreams? A transparent green wall separates the United States from wilderness, with citizens taught that only savage life exists beyond. When I330 takes D503 outside, they meet the Mephi, humans who escaped to live naturally. The Mephi, named after Mephistopheles, embody what the United States rejects, emotion and spontaneity. I330 shows D503 people dancing around a fire, noting how they retained their chaotic energy while others became machines. The forest disorder initially frightens D503, whose life revolved around geometric precision. Yet he gradually discovers beauty in nature's mathematics of spirals and fractals. Far from primitive, the Mephi represent a balance of technology and natural humanity. They plan to use D503's spaceship not for colonization, but liberation. We are the half you have lost, I330 explains. Like hydrogen and oxygen separated, we must reunite to create the water of life. The well-doer mandates the great operation, brain surgery using X-rays, to remove the center of fancy. This procedure promises complete happiness by permanently eliminating imagination and doubt. The state declares this will achieve mathematical perfection, fulfilling ancient dreams of a world without suffering by eliminating the capacity to dream itself. This represents Zamyatin's most prophetic warning, anticipating how technology might alter human consciousness. D503 initially embraces the operation as escape, writing, "I shall be like everyone else." But when I-330 presents him with a choice between surgical happiness or her, he chooses her and accepts his suffering. Citizens willingly submit to their mental transformation. D-503 observes the operated becoming like tractors in human form, with empty eyes, no longer human but perfectly content mechanisms, raising profound questions about the nature of happiness itself. As the day of unanimity approaches, I-330's revolution erupts when citizens oppose the well-doer's election. Birds breach the damaged green wall while unoperated numbers experience forbidden emotions and break from the tables. D-503 faces this freedom with deep ambivalence, torn between elation and terror as his mathematical mind confronts illogical events. While I-330 celebrates uncertainty, nobody knows what will happen tomorrow. Isn't that wonderful? Such unpredictability torments D-503. The state responds swiftly. Guardians arrest those without operation certificates, build an electric wall to contain the uprising, and increase public executions. D-503, caught between love for I-330 and his conditioning, confesses everything to the Bureau of Guardians. His attempt at redemption becomes betrayal, made worse when he discovers his confessor, S, is a resistance member. This sequence shows how revolutions often collapse from within, undone by personal betrayals and ingrained social conditioning. Zamyatin, writing after the Russian Revolution, reveals how revolutionary ideals can swiftly devolve into authoritarianism. After the operation, D-503 becomes a mechanical shell. His writing turns clinically flat. I am healthy. I smile continuously, as is normal for a normal human being. The splinter in his mind, his soul, has been surgically removed. He betrays I-330 with chilling detachment, no longer troubled by questions of loyalty or love. He assists the well-doer, identifying dissidents with mathematical precision, declaring, "Reason must prevail." This victory is hollow. The man who discovered love, freedom, and beauty has become a perfect cog in the state's machinery. Zamyatin reveals a society achieving stability by eliminating what makes life worth living: joy, creativity, and love sacrificed for order. Yet, hope persists. Birds still fly over the wall, symbolizing freedom. Most significantly, I-330's silence under torture suggests an inviolable human spirit, an incalculable essence that will eventually resurface. Written a century ago, we anticipated the central conflicts of our digital era. Zamyatin envisioned a world where privacy vanishes through the belief that transparency serves the collective good, mirroring our voluntary self-exposure on social media and acceptance of surveillance. The tables of hourly commandments parallel our algorithmic recommendations, while pink tickets regulating relationships echo dating apps that quantify human connection. The operation Removing Imagination finds its modern equivalent in technologies promising to optimize human experience by eliminating negative emotions. Zamyatin foresaw happiness weaponized against freedom. We have convinced our citizens that freedom is a disease, the well-doer explains, and happiness is the cure. This framing defines many modern debates about technology and security. The protagonist D-503's genuine belief in his world's mathematical beauty complicates simple judgments. The story questions whether human messiness is worth preserving in a world of perfect contentment. In our age of AI and surveillance, Zamyatin's vision remains urgent. The square root of -1, that irrational element that cannot be calculated, represents our essential humanity, suggesting true happiness lies in embracing our beautiful irrationality.